This is a Living Memory Project on Interlochen Public Radio. It's Wednesday, November 18th. Today in 1958, 33 men drowned in Lake Michigan when their freighter sank in a storm. No, it wasn't the Edmund Fitzgerald made so famous by a popular song. It was the Carl D. Bradley, which sank 17 years earlier. Elizabeth Kowalski was at her mother's that night.
Girlfriend called me on the phone and told me that one of our boats had gone down, and she had a husband that sailed too. And she said, well, don't worry. She says, it's not our boat, it's the Bradley. And I said, oh my God, my brother's on that boat.
Only two survived the sinking. Out of the 33 who perished on the Bradley, 26 were from the small town of Rogers City.
The day after they found the bodies, the town was just numb.
Robert Kowalski, Elizabeth's husband, was on a different ship that night. But he says even after losing so many high school friends, he didn't stop sailing.
No, you don't have no choice in this town. You got to stay where the work is. And that's where the work was. At that time, we had 9 boats sailing out of here. Today, we don't have any.
The Kowalskis wish more people would remember the men on the Bradley the way they do the Edmund Fitzgerald.
We did have a song written by someone about the Bradley. I think I have a copy of that somewhere in my house, but you never hear it. You never hear it.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Mary Jo West.
In the 5 o'clock hour, the Bradley hit hard, 6 miles north of the Bouldery Flight. A mayday was sent, the lake's water flowed in, as the freighter was broken into. In Rogers City, the word traveled fast that the Carl D. Bradley was lost. But vigils were held and prayers were said. Every eye in that town was a teary red. After all of these years, after all of these tears, after all that the city's been through, in the high school gym, in Rogers City, the bell of the Bradley rings true. In a life raft tossed on Lake Michigan's waves, two sailors fought hard for their lives. They prayed and believed as the waves roared around, if we make it to daylight, we'll be found.